الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: قد أفلح من أسلم ورزق كفافا وقنعه الله بما آتاه. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: طوبى لمن هدي إلى الإسلام ورزق كفافا وقنع، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء کرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, we are, every one of us, conscious and aware of the very trying and difficult circumstances in which not only the Muslim Ummah but the entire humanity finds itself in. This pandemic or coronavirus has had a devastating effect not only on the physical health of people, but it has caused carnage to economies. It has caused, had a devastating effect on the financial plight and situation that people find themselves in. And more in our interaction with people, in conversations, we often hear this question, that what is the solution? Particularly, insan's fitrat and nature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us such, that greater impact than the concern of life upon many of us is the concern of our financial status and situation. Such is the love and attachment with maal and with the material things of this world, that more often we feel the impact of that to a greater extent than we feel the impact on any other loss or difficulty or hardship that we are undergoing. Coming back to the point I was making, is that often this question is asked: what is the solution? What should we be doing? The level of pareshani, concern, worry is almost unprecedented. We cannot understate the effect that this pandemic has had. Those that were millionaires have become paupers. People are on the bread line. People are begging on the streets. Great difficulty and hardship humanity is undergoing. Coming back to the question, what is the solution? My respected brothers, in the Shariat of Islam, in the practical example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in our noble master, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For you in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful, most perfect, most complete example. Our Shariat is adaptable. The way of life shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallah, if we had adopted it, then coronavirus or any other devastating financial situation can arise, we have already been given the solution. What is the solution? Simplicity. What is the solution? A term which many of us will have heard, but it is the subject matter of many verses of the Quran and many of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as I said, we would have heard this term, but unfortunately, only when we are faced with pareshani, with circumstances, with a plight, with a hardship, with a difficulty, more often than not too late, we tend to revisit this concept. What is the concept that I am referring to? Qanaat, contentment. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us one aspect of what we call akhlaqul hamidiyya, beautiful akhlaq and character. He taught us one basic principle of muamalat, of our financial dealings, that adopt contentment, be happy with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Many of us are pareshan and worried today. Why? Not because primarily this coronavirus has wreaked havoc, but the root to our problems were already there from before. Greed, avarice, that drove us to take on unnecessary debt. Debt and the Shari'i and Islamic implications of it, that is a separate topic. I'm not going to address that now, inshallah, on some other occasion. But unnecessary debt, greed, taking on financial burdens that are beyond our ability. Behind all this, what is there? Primarily, it is this avarice, it is this greed, it is this looking at the situation of others. Amongst the ahadith, amongst the narrators of hadith, the most prolific narrator of hadith amongst the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Plus minus 5,374 ahadith are narrated by the sahabi. After him, it is the consensus of the ulama that the second most prolific narrator of hadith was our mother, Ummul Mumineen, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The reason I am mentioning this is I want to put into context the hadith which I am about to mention. Second most prolific narrator of hadith. She opened up for us the domestic life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her intelligence and her wisdom was on such a level that after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when sahaba didn't understand a masla or they needed a solution to an intricate problem, they would bring this to Aisha radiallahu anha. Such was her connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahimahullah, in his kitab Tanbihul Ghafilin, he mentions this riwayat that someone asked Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what was it that you heard my Nabi mentioning more often than anything else in the home? Understand this hadith in the context of the background of the narrator that I have mentioned. Second most prolific narrator of hadith. How much of time she spent in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Question is put to her, what did you hear my Nabi repeating the most? Allahu Akbar, what does she say? She says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَوْ كَانَ لِإِبْنِ آدَمْ وَادِيًا مِّنْ رَهَبْ أَحَبَّ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيًا وَلَيَّمْ لَا فَاهُ إِلَّا التُرَابْ. He said, the nature of man is such that if he had one valley full of gold, he'll want the second one. If he had the second one, he'll want the third one. And if this avarice and greed, this relentless rat race of running behind the dunya, the psychology of looking at the James and Jones of society, where Allah Ta'ala says, لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَىٰ مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. Allah says, stop looking at the dunya of others. If you're driving a Toyota, don't look at the Mercedes Benz. If you're living in a two-bedroom apartment, don't look at the five-bedroom apartment. If Allah has given you your health, Allah has given you sufficient rozi, Stop this attitude of lalaj and greed and avarice where you keep looking at those that have more than you. Zahrat al-hayat al-dunya. Allah says that is the splendor and pomp of this temporary dunya. What you are looking at is temporary. فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ. Tomorrow it will become fodder, it will be eaten up, it will disappear. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. Akhirat is the goal, not this dunya. لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِي. Allah says we are testing you with this dunya. If Ibn Adam had one valley of gold, he'll want the second one. If he had the second one, he'll want the third one. وَلَيَّمْ لَا فَاوِ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. If this avarice and greed is not addressed, if he does not develop contentment, لَيَّمْ لَا فَاوِ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, nothing will address the avarice and greed of this insan except the sand of the grave. And then, my respected brothers, it will be too late. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I mentioned in the beginning, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ. Rasul, this word قَدْ in Arabic is to create stress, emphasize. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. He has succeeded. He is the most successful human being on the surface of the earth. Who? مَنْ أَسْلَمْ. Allah gave him Islam. Allah gave him hidayat. وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا. And Allah gave him sufficient risk. Not Allah poured the wealth of the dunya upon him, no. رُزِقَ كَفَافًا. He has sufficient risk so that he doesn't have to stretch his hand out to anyone. He doesn't have to beg from anyone. And the primary ingredient, what is his falah, what is his success? Rasulullah s.a.w. said, قَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَى. And with that sufficient risk, Allah gave him contentment. Allah gave him contentment. He is happy. He is content with his lot. One incident, as Mashaf Ali Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi mentions, there was one person, he was always looking at the dunya of others. I wish I could be like that one. I wish I could be like this one. I'm cutting the incident short. One day he meets Khidr alayhi salam. Khidr was mustajabud da'wat. It was well known. Whatever dua Khidr makes will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So Khidr makes him the offer. I'm prepared to make dua for you. What dua do you want? He says, I want to be the happiest person in this world. What was his understanding of happiness? I want to become like so and so. So Khidr says to him, be careful. Make your tahqiq, do your investigation. Like we hear as little children in school, as we are growing up, the grass is always greener on the other side. Don't be fooled by the lot of others. Have this yaqeen and conviction, what Allah has given me is sufficient for me. What we call radha bil qada. Radha bil qada. Be happy with that which Allah gave you. Be content. As long as you'll keep looking at others. Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum. وَلَا تَنْذُرُوا إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ فَوْقَكُمْ فَهُوَ أَخْرَى أَلَّا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look at those who have less than you. You have one leg, look at the man with no feet. You are blind in one eye, look at the person that's blind with in both eyes. You have your health, look at the sick person. You have risk and sustenance, look at those who don't know where their next meal is going to come from. Stop looking at the people of wealth. Stop looking with lalach and greed at the people who appear to have more than you. Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum. Wala tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum. Don't look at those who have more than you. Why? Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this will cause you not to become ungrateful for the favors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Each one of us, wallah, my respected brothers, wallah, Allah has given us those ni'mats, those bounties, there is no price upon it. Today, unfortunately, gratitude is an unknown concept. We are always looking at what others have. Nevertheless, coming back to this incident, This person goes around, finds one rich person, engages him to find out his, digs deep into his situation. I'm not quoting the incident exactly, the crux. Somebody's got 3 shops, he's got 4 sons, he still needs one more. So he finds things are not so rosy with this person. Then he finds somebody else, he's got some pareshani. Nevertheless, to cut the incident short, he comes across a handsome young man, a prince, sitting on a throne. Millions and billions, such is the size of his estate. Beautiful young children in front of him. A beautiful wife sitting on the throne next to him. This man thinks to himself, here is a situation I don't even have to ask him. I want to become like him. No one can be happier than him. But because Khizr had warned him, he approaches this person cautiously. He says that, brother, how is your situation? The man says, Alhamdulillah. He says, no, I want to know the reality. Why? I'm about to request Khizr to make dua and to become like you. When this person hears this, he gets a shock. He says, brother, I am cautioning you. I am in such a plight, in such a terrible situation, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. He says, how can this be possible? You have everything. These beautiful young children, beautiful wife, millions and billions at your disposal. What pareshani can you have? He says, I don't reveal my situation. But because of your unique circumstances, I'm going to tell you my secret. What was his secret? My wife became very, very ill. It appears it was a terminal illness. I was full of grief and sorrow. I loved her greatly. In the throes of passion for my wife, she blurted out in that weakness that your love for me is not sincere. Like today, when the wife is sick, all sorts of promises. The moment she passes away, before she can even be buried, the person is ready to get married to somebody else. So this woman said the same thing. You are not sincere. The moment I die, you're going to find somebody else. He says, such was my grief, that in the throes of that, overtaken with grief, in pledging my true and sincere love for my wife, I castrated myself to prove how sincere I was, that I would not marry anyone after her. Circumstances became such that immediately after that she started recovering. Now she is healthy, beautiful young wife. He says, these children that you see are the children of my servants. I have lost my manhood. I am useless as a man. Outwardly everything was very beautiful. This person went back to Khizr alayhi salam and he said, listen, make dua, Allah give me afiyat. I am happy with whatever condition I am in. How much longer are we going to look at others? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very often it was the practice of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would mention incidents of the nations of the past in order for us to take ibrat and lesson. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bukhari Sharif hadith, one day he mentions to Sahaba that amongst the nations of the past there was a one person. He sold a piece of land. The buyer, فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا جُرَّ فِيهَا ذَهَب. The buyer, after he purchased the land, he found a container in which there was bars of gold on that particular piece of land. I don't want to mention in current circumstances, we bought a property and then we find gold on it. We'll keep very quiet about it. But that was a different caliber of people, people with qanaat, people with contentment. So the moment he finds this gold, he goes back to the seller. And he says, خُلْ ذَهَبَكْ, take your gold. إِنَّمَا أَشْتَرِي مِنْكَ الْعِقَارِ, I bought the land from you. وَلَمْ أَبْتَغِ فِيهَا ذَهَبًا, what was buried there is your haq, it's not my haq, take it back. On the other side, the seller was a man of qanaat and contentment. What was his reaction? He says, بِعْتُكَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهَا, your luck, it's yours. I sold you the land and whatever it contains. It reached a stage where they started arguing. What was the argument? This gold doesn't belong to me, you take it back. I sold you the land, it's yours. They got into an argument. Eventually, to resolve this argument, they took their case to someone to arbitrate. Allah Ta'ala blessed that arbitrator with great intelligence. What was his arbitration? He addressed them, "Do any of you have unmarried children?" The one person said, "Yes, I have an unmarried son." The other one said, "I have an unmarried daughter." He said, "Marry the two of them and spend this wealth upon them." This type of incident sounds like a fairy tale in the current context of greed, in the current context of avarice. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Allah says, whatever your lot is in this world, it is our distribution. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ He is successful who has Islam, who has sufficient risk, and with that Allah has given him qanaat. قَارُون آتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ وَلِلْقُوَّةِ Allah says, we gave Qarun such wealth, that just to lift the keys of that wealth required a huge army of men. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma mentions about Qarun. The riwayat is an Israeli riwayat, Allah knows best, true or untrue, that Allah had blessed him with a unique knowledge about alchemy. He developed a technique to convert steel or lead into gold. Imagine the type of wealth he would have procured. Such wealth. What was the reaction of the people? One was those whose gaze is on what everyone else has. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا Quran refers to them. The people who chase after the dunya, when they saw the wealth of Qarun, what did they say? Ya layta lana mithla ma utiya Qarun. If only we had what Qarun has. If only we had what Qarun has. My respected brothers, come out of this. If only I have what he has. If only I have what he has. This is what is making us take unnecessary debt. This is what is creating a stressful life for us. This is what is causing us to chase behind the dunya. Keep on looking at the James and Jones of society around us. Lalach, greed. كَالَّذِي يَأْكُلُ وَلَا يَشْبَعُ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the example of that person is like a dog who keeps eating and eating and eating and never gets satisfied. Wallah, my respected brothers, there is no greater wealth in this world than qanaat and contentment. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَسْرَةِ الْأَرَضِ لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَسْرَةِ الْأَرَضِ He said, wealth is not having a lot of possessions. When you get up in the morning and click that button on your computer, 6, 7, 8 zeros you see in your balance sheet, that is not wealth. What is wealth? وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَىٰ النَّفْسِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَىٰ النَّفْسِ He said, wealth is the wealth of the heart. Wealth is the wealth of the heart. A qanaat, contentment over that which Allah has given you. The Arab poet says, Al-abdu hurrun in qani'a. Al-abdu hurrun in qani'a. The slave is a free man if he has contentment. Wal-hurru abdun in qani'a. Qana'a, qani'a. Al-abdu hurrun in qana'a. The slave is a free man if he has contentment. وَالْحُرُّ عَبْدٌ إِنْ قَنِعَ And even the free man, the millionaire and the billionaire is a slave as long as he has lalach and greed. الْقَنَاعَةُ كَنْزٌ لَا يَفْنَى Contentment is a treasure which will never ever come to an end. No one is richer than the man with contentment. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Huraira, Ya Aba Huraira, kun qani'an takun ashkara an-nas. He said, O Abu Huraira, be content with that which Allah has given you. No one will make greater shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than you. Allah referring to his Nabi, Wa wajadaka a'ilan fa'aghna. Allah says, we found you destitute and we made you rich. One interpretation that is given by the mufassirin of this is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the age of 25, Allah made it such that he married the richest woman in Makkah, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى We found you destitute and we gave you wealth. And Khadija gave complete permission to spend her wealth. But the more preferable explanation of this, why Because the wealth of Khadija, that day came that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on mountain of Safa. Walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi ma amsa li ali Muhammad suffatun min daqiq wala kaffatun min sha'ir. He says, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today in the home of Muhammad, in the home of Khadija radiyallahu anha, richest woman in Makkah, there isn't one grain of wheat or one strand of barley, by the qasam of Allah. Everything was spent. So what is the wealth Allah is talking about? We found you destitute, we made you wealthy. Ayyu ghinan hadihi? What wealth did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have? Three moons would be seen, the fire would not be lit to cook food. Nights would be spent tossing and turning as a result of hunger. Yet Allah says, we made you rich. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the richest of humanity. What is that richness that Quran is talking about? Ghinan nafs, the richness of the heart. Qanaat, contentment. Al-qanaatu kanzun la yafna. Be content with that which Allah has given you. What will Allah? What will Allah give you if you will have contentment? Tuba, tuba, tuba. One translation, Mubarak, congratulations. Another translation, tuba, shajaratun fil jannah. Tuba is a tree in Firdaus. Allah will give you Firdaus. Who? Liman hudiya ila al-Islam. That person who has Islam. Wa rizquhu kafafan. He has sufficient risk. Wa qanna'a. And he has contentment. To complete the incident of Qarun, one was the reaction of people of lalach and greed. On the other hand was the people of iman, was the people of knowledge. قَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. Those who had knowledge, who had connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said, وَيْلَكَ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. They said, barbad, destruction to you. Do not mislead us. What Allah has is better. What Allah has is better than what Qarun has for the people of iman and amal salihah. What happened to Qarun? فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, we sucked him and his wealth into this world. My respected brothers, coronavirus, pandemic, financial devastation, whatever it may be, adopt the procedure taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Live a life of simplicity. Live a life of contentment. Be happy with which Allah has given you. Stop looking at the wealth of others. Stop stretching your hand out to others. Stop incurring unnecessary debt. I'll complete on one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ajib. What did my Nabi say? Izhad. Izhad. فِي الدُّنْيَا يُحِبَّكَ اللَّهِ وَزْهَدْ فِي مَا أَيْدِ النَّاسِ يُحِبَّكَ النَّاسِ. Beloved to Allah, beloved to the people. The most beloved human being on the surface of the earth. Allah will love you, the people will love you. What quality must you have? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, content yourself, izhad فِي الدُّنْيَا. Content yourself in this world. Suffice on little, live a simple life, Allah will love you. Content yourself, abstain from that which others have. Stop looking at the wealth of others. يُحِبَّكَ النَّاسِ. People will love you. This quality is impossible unless we imbibe ourselves with كَنْزٌ لَا يَفْنَى. That treasure which will never come to an end. And that is qanaat. This is why in Tabarani, sahih hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Nabi taught us a dua. He taught us to beg Allah ta'ala for this. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani wa barikli fi. He said, ask Allah, beg from Allah. Ya Allah, whatever rozi you have given me, give me contentment. Give me contentment over my financial lot, and then give me barakat in whatever you have given me. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir. Alhamdulillah.